Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program, today's special. Our topic is laziness in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Wednesday, is the 13th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of February, 2022nd of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Taha, verses 41-44.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واصطنعتك لنفسي.
And I produced you for myself.
اذهب أنت وأخوك بآياتي ولا تنيا في ذكري.
Go, you and your brother, with my signs, and do not slacken in my remembrance.
اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
Go, both of you, to Pharaoh. Indeed, he has transgressed.
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
And speak to him with gentle speech, that perhaps he may be reminded or fear Allah.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah informs Moses that He has chosen him for His revelation. Now that everything has been prepared and all necessary means have been provided with Moses, addressing both him and his brother, Allah says, "Go, you and your brother." So in order to strengthen their spirits and that they increase in their efforts and endeavor, he adds, and be not remiss in remembrance of me. Since remission and abandoning sharp conclusiveness may destroy the result of all efforts, therefore they must stand firmly and fear of no adventure.
يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Laziness in the view of Islam is the topic for this episode. Islam is a perfect religion. In Islam, all of life problems have been arranged and given solution which contains truth for all human being. And these teachings will never contradict any novel invention and theories invented by men. Islam, since long ago, has stepped forward and never will it be left behind by man's innovation and advancement forever. Therefore, how does Islam view the phenomenon of laziness of men? Islam, since its dawn, has settled some warning signs for it, and Islam does pay great attention to it. For example, there is supplication to be freed from poverty, bankruptcy, and debt. O Allah, I seek your protection from weakness and laziness. In fact, it contains no specific demands, such as job, plenty of sustenances, a lot of income, nor wealth. Instead, we are guided to invoke to Allah to be freed from laziness.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with idleness in Islam. Another one is that, in our lifetime, we have to be attentive to our own fate, to our own activities, and to the schedule we have prepared for ourselves. So nobody is expected to be neglectful of performing prayers or, for example, doing mandatory ritual deeds and so on. All of these indicate that people are expected to get away from idleness as much as possible. Here on the spot, it must be indicated that idleness is totally different from taking rest. Everybody, because of activities, may get tired. Now, receiving some rest, taking some rest, okay, is essential in order to restore our energy and our attitude. However, idleness is totally different. Idleness comes from indifference. Indifference not to the fate of others, but indifference to, to our own fate. Yet we find that, it's indicated that in everybody in his lifetime should spend considerable time. However much or less, it depends on the person, on his or her own connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with God. And in this way we find that, successful people are really are those people who have some sort of religious faith. The sound of this religious faith, the more successful they become.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
This is the continuation of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We look at kinds of laziness. Religious laziness. This is laziness from acts of worship such as praying, fasting, reciting Quran. This is the source of all laziness, as those who are lazy from worshiping Allah, Allah will make them lazy in other aspects of their lives. These are the people that pray quickly, if at all, or recite little of Quran and remember Allah little. They are the last to enter to the mosque and the first to get out. No aspiration to improve their spirituality or get closer to Allah. Night prayer is not even on their wish list, and fasting only takes place in the month of Ramadan.
I know I'm waiting. Waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me
let's look at another tip to overcome laziness. This is motivation. In some cases, the reason for laziness is due to lack of motivation. You can strengthen your motivation through affirmations, visualization, and thinking about the importance of performing your task or chore or achieving your goal. Frequently reflecting on the person we want to be, the goals we want to achieve, and the life we want to live can motivate us to act. Another tip is doing one thing at a time. Dear brother and sister, focus on doing one thing at a time. If you feel you have a lot to do, you will probably feel overwhelmed and let laziness overcome you. Instead of you overcoming laziness.
My dear friends, a lazy person can never be successful. Never. Not in school, not in business, not at work, not in the community, not as a husband. Someone who is lazy cannot be a good husband. Someone who is lazy cannot be a good father. Someone who is lazy cannot be a good wife and not a good mother. Because they're lazy. They're not willing to work. They're not willing to do anything. A lazy person can never be successful in life. Have you ever seen a marja that came, a grand ayatollah for the Shia community who used to sleep for 12 hours a day? Have you seen a successful business person or a CEO that spends the night up watching Netflix or on social media and sleeps the entire day but becomes the CEO of Microsoft or Apple? Have you heard of this? It's not possible. It's not possible. You cannot be what you want to be if you continue being lazy. Whether you want to be a doctor or a businessman or a lawyer or a scholar or a professor or whatever it is that you want to be, you have to change this habit. Our youth, some of them, they're lazy when it comes to studying, when it comes to seeking knowledge, when it comes to seeking an education. They're not in the mood. They're just not up to it. Writing papers? No way. Studying for exams? No. Making commitments? Absolutely not. They're not up to it. Studying, knowledge, education is the first path to success. Wherever it is that you want to reach in life, it starts with studying, getting a proper education. Some youth, they're not willing. And this was a problem from the days of the Ahlul Bayt, if not even earlier. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam would say, I wish I could beat my companions to get them to study. Imam Sadiq is upset from the lazy Shia youth at his time for not taking the advantage of his presence to study, to seek knowledge. Not just religious education, even a secular education. Go out and study. But some are lazy. My dear youth, my dear brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You are blessed. You have an opportunity. You have the best opportunities. You have no excuses. Don't say, I'm an Arab or an Afghan or an Iranian, I'm a Muslim. There's no bias. Don't make excuses. Go out and apply to these universities and study. And by the way, bachelor's degrees are no longer enough. Maybe 10 years ago, it was enough to have a bachelor's degree. Today, it's not enough. Go out and get a master's. If you can go out and get a PhD, get a PhD. It's become accessible. If you have the energy, do it.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was another episode of today's special. Of course, we opened a new topic about laziness and Islamic viewpoint about it. So we continue, inshallah, on the next episode. I invite you to rejoin us again. Till then, have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world.
'cause I'm a believer.